Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. The Electronic Cottage has been coming to listeners on Thursday mornings on WERU for over 13 years now. So maybe it's time for a little hiatus. That seems like a particularly good idea since WERU's 25th anniversary year begins on May 1st. And there have been lots of great short features on Morning Main over those 25 years. So, beginning May 2nd, the Electronic Cottage will take a little rest on Thursday mornings while we all have a chance to re-listen to short features from the past, ranging from Blasto Cove Journal to Hit the Dirt to The Queen of Cheap Beats, and many, many more. There may even be a few venerable editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage in the mix over the course of the 25th anniversary year. Well, you may say, what if there's some important technology-related issue we should know about? What then? Good question. The answer is to tune in to WERU's local news programs, where new pieces related to electronic technology will show up from time to time. So, keep tuning in on Thursday mornings at 7:30 beginning May 2nd to hear some of the very interesting and still very relevant observations and inspirations provided by WERU volunteer contributors over the past quarter of a century. For those who may have been longtime listeners, it'll be a chance to hear some great old features again. For those who may have started listening to WERU in the past few years, there'll be a whole new listening experience to look forward to. And as the station digitizes and prepares more and more of these old short features for a new digital life, they and many others we won't be able to play on the air during the coming year will be available on the WERU website. Stay tuned. Today, though, let's continue the discussion of cell phone tracking we began on a recent program. We noted that government authorities ask cell phone companies for information about the past call records and locations of cell phone owners, and sometimes where they are right now. Authorities ask for real-time cell phone location information in what they deem to be emergency situations, such as when there's a lost child or even an alleged kidnapping. But those kind of requests are not policed very well, if you'll pardon the expression. There have been some pretty egregious privacy violations by law enforcement using the pretext of an emergency situation. For example, one sheriff out west told the cell phone company that there was a criminal emergency and he needed real-time tracing of a cell phone immediately. It turned out that his teenage daughter had gone to a party without telling him, and he wanted to know where she was. The technology exists. The trick is controlling its use, which is the same thing that some civil liberties groups are saying about a technology that the FBI has been using for over 5 years to use people's cell phones to find out where they are, using products variously called Stingray, Triggerhead, or Kingfish, depending on the manufacturer. What this technology does is pretty simple. These Stingray-type devices fool your cell phone into thinking that the Stingray device is a cell phone tower, which means that your cell phone essentially reports where you are, and using the International Mobile Equipment Identifying Number that is part of each cell phone, or at least each cell phone's card, can even reveal who you are. And as an extra added attraction, the technology can check on a cell phone even when it's not in use, as long as it's turned on. Problems crop up because the technology doesn't just gather information about one bad guy's cell phone. It grabs information on all of the cell phones in its coverage area, just like a real cell phone tower. And, just like a real cell phone tower, Stingray technology is capable of reaching on a person's property and even into their homes. This kind of search, civil liberties groups like the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation contend, should require a search warrant based on probable cause, as required by the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and the application for such a warrant should include information about the technology to be used so that a judge can make a reasonable decision about whether or not to grant a warrant. While it's the FBI that currently has this technology, the FBI is quite happy to loan units to local police departments. Documents obtained by the First Amendment Coalition, for example, show that the Los Angeles Police Department used such technology 21 times in a four-month period in 2012 in routine criminal investigations. Applications for warrants to use this type of technology have been few, and those that were applied for didn't discuss how the technology works, or that it sweeps up a lot of people's cell phone location information, not just the info of a targeted suspect. Law enforcement claims that no warrant to use this technology is necessary because cell phone users have no reasonable expectation of privacy for their location, one of the criteria for deciding whether a warrant is required for a particular search. There's a case now in federal court in Arizona in which this question has taken center stage, and how the issue of the use of these tracking devices should be controlled, or not controlled, could be very important to cell phone users who do happen to think that their location is their own business, and that if law enforcement wants to find out where they are using such technology, a warrant based on probable cause should be required. The case is underway. Stay tuned. And stay tuned on Thursday morning during WERU's 25th anniversary year for all kinds of short features from the WERU archives. And for the rest of April, to a few more future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.